I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Champagne Gate is upon us, and we are here for AfterBuzz TV's after show for The Bachelor. Bachelorette. No, The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
I do this every time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show for The Bachelor. Of course, this is Peter Weber's season, and we are here to break down episode 2. It's a great episode. I don't know what you all thought, but I'm super excited to talk about it. Of course, guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Super excited to be here. I'm joined by a group of incredible panelists.
It's true.
Super excited to be here. Let's start with our newest permanent panelist on the show, Rachel. So excited to have you.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
I love The Bachelor. I love The Bachelorette. Yes. So I am so excited to talk all things Peter and all these girls.
You guys have seen Rachel on our show before. You've guessed it.
Yes.
Of course, you've done a ton of other reality coverage here, including The Voice.
Yes.
And for fans who may watch other reality shows, they probably saw you on Big Brother. So
did.
You can give us some inside scoop about what those producers are thinking and doing.
I, you know what? That goes on in my head the entire time I'm watching. I'm like, I bet they did this. I bet they did that. They planted this.
That's great.
Go to that champagne.
Super excited to have you, Rachel. Of course, speaking of reality TV fanatics, we have Michael Thieling on the panel
as
well.
What's up, guys? Happy to see everybody. Happy to see everybody here in the chat. Thank you so much, Julie Brisson. I am looking good today. Did two weddings today. Love's in the air, Jeff.
It's love is in the air. I know. Aww. It's perfect for the show today. And then, of course, Christine, who is, I call you our Bachelor Insider.
It's true.
And also working at Perez, doing a ton of pop culture coverage. Glad to have you, Christine.
Boom.
Thanks so much. What's up, guys? I'm so happy to be back here for Champagne Gate. We are going to get into it.
I know. And of course,
I have no words.
No words. And of course, it wasn't only the episode. We're also talking about some news and gossip. And we do have our special segment, Tweeting for the Right Reasons. So we will be pulling our favorite tweets. And if you hashtag Tweeting for the Right Reasons, we may just read yours on the air. Guys, this was a crazy episode. We're going to quickly get into overall thoughts. Rachel, as our guest, how did you feel about the episode overall?
I mean, overall, pretty entertaining. I feel like if we didn't have the champagne incident, I don't know what more we would have gotten from the episode, but very entertaining, and we saw a lot of true colors come out tonight. We got to know these girls a little bit more and a little more in depth, so good episode overall.
Mikey, what'd you think?
So this season so far has been a lot of peaks and valleys for me. So I think this episode, I mean, obviously it's only the second episode, but this epitomized it. The champagne stuff, that was awesome. The fashion show, some good stuff. But the rest of it, kind of dull. Like, not a lot happening. So it's really big highs, and the rest is kind of low for me.
Couldn't agree more. That's exactly how I felt. Like, there were plenty of moments where I kind of tuned out a little bit. But to your point, Rachel, I think there were some very interesting gems kind of dropped this episode and things we found out about people that I think will definitely amp up the drama later on. It's just we got the kind of boring beginning part of it all. So.
I'm glad we have some villainy. We've been waiting for the villains to rear their head.
Here they come.
We'll have to have a discussion later in the show. Is it villain or villains? We'll have to have that discussion later. I gotta say, I'm not super into the Hannah stuff. The thing I'm not liking about it, and I guess this can transition us
into our
first topic, Hannah B.
Got it.
Okay.
From here on out, if I say Hannah, it's Hannah Brown. If I say Hannah Ann,
got it.
It's Hannah Ann.
Put some respect on the OG Hannah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
The thing I'm not liking about this is while Peter is fawning over Hannah, it's really deflating the show.
Yes.
Like, it's doing a couple things. One, it's minimizing the potential of a journey with someone else, and it's kind of actively making all the girls unattracted to him. Mm. Like, I sort of felt like we saw all of the light fall out of the women's eyes when they realized, like, he wasn't really here for them, and it was just kind of strange. I mean, like, these kinds of conversations aren't supposed to be happening on episode 2.
No.
Like, episode 8 is when we're starting to see, like, drama and conflict, but for you to be having, like, I was just really frustrated by conversations this early kind of sucks the air out of the show.
Yep.
Yeah, I mentioned this on our recap last week that most of the time, whoever the lead was with before will kind of come in around episode 7 or 8, and there's usually some sort of a fake out of like, oh, can they handle this? Are they over that person? Or they'll give some sort of like weird, unwarranted stage advice. And it's like, okay, cool. But to your point, this is episode 2, so I'm optimistic that maybe we're getting it out of the way now.
Yeah.
Because anything past this point is literally going to make me... I'm not going to stop watching. Let me just not even say that.
Yeah, the Hannah stuff, I mean, I said it when I walked in. It's just kind of cringy. Like, I'm sitting there going, why are you here? What is going on? This feels just too soon, especially with everything that happened, her asking Tyler and then everything going on with Jed. I just feel like it was ill-placed.
That was the best part of that tea, though, finding out that, like, Peter felt some type of way that she didn't ask him and just...
That
was interesting.
That was interesting, but I think we all kind of knew how that was going to end, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, we know she has a contract with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So that's also kind of anticlimactic because it's like, you know she's leaving.
Yeah.
I did think it was funny. We noticed that she kind of marked her territory with her glitter. I don't know if you guys caught that. She was wearing a very glittery dress and he walked out just covered in it. I don't know, though. I kind of felt, and you know we love our OG Hannah, but she's being a little manipulative here. For her to be like, it's just really hard. Can I just give you a hug? And then she kind of mounts him and hugs him. And just like, let the guy do his thing, you know? Or especially because you know there's no chance right now. You can't come back on the show. You have another contract. It's really not cool or fair to him to be playing these games because there's no shot right now.
Right. I mean, but do you want her to come back in the end?
Maybe.
The consensus in the chat is everybody's over Hannah. The exact point this episode I got over it was when her ITM was longer than everything else so far. And I'm like, come on. I'd rather hear these girls get up and tell their sex stories. Let's do something interesting.
Yeah, I just really think this is going to affect Peter on his journey. So I'm just really curious how this is all going to end with the whole Hannah-Peter thing.
I just got to shout out Meg Blue Shifty Eyes.
That's
here.
That's right. Like, Meg Blue Shift Eyes, longtime fan of the show. Meg Blue Shift Eyes was stuck it through me with Love Island US as well. Glitter is the herpes of craft supplies. Hannah did it on purpose.
Wow, that's the MVP comment of the chat so far.
She could have not transmit the glitter as they hugged. That's true.
Well, I'm glad you shouted out, chat. Mike, just so y'all know, we do have a chat during the show. So if you're tuned into us live, 7 p.m. Pacific on the AfterBuzz TV main channel, you can join the conversation. If you're a podcaster listening to this in the car the next day, we encourage you guys to join the chat. It's a pretty fun way to hop in the show. So one thing that was interesting here, I thought that was pretty insightful that Peter said. You always get some, like, weirdly insightful love gems. Mm. He said, I I need to move on to fully feel that love, or if I need to fully...
feel that love to move on.
Yes.
You got it.
Something like that.
Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting.
So he's basically saying he doesn't know if he needs to get over the situation first or get under somebody to get over the situation.
There it is.
Yep.
Hey. That's really what he's saying.
Absolutely.
Translation.
Well, the girls were not having this, and I was surprised by how candid they were with him. I don't know if it's necessarily the smart play to be so vocal about with the eye rolls. Christine, hop in here.
See, the reason why I didn't mind it so much in this scenario was because Peter knew he effed up too.
Yeah.
So if any time you're going to air your grievances and feel a little slighted, it's now, because it's not like, oh, this one girl got more time. Like, it was the girl. It was Hannah. She kind of, you know, derailed the date. It was a date that never happened. But this is the time to air it out, not during the cocktail party later, not 2 weeks later when you're still upset about this.
You're
like, this is the time. Shout out to my girl, Natasha. Fellow New Yorker, she was keeping it real with the facial expressions tonight.
She was. She's such a mood.
I still just think, I agree with what you're saying, but I still think at the same time, there's almost never a point in Bachelor when taking the high road and being just overly positive always works out better for you. So I feel like you have Natasha who's saying, this isn't cool and whatever, and Peter goes and reassures her. I think you come out better if you go in and say, you know, do you have fun? Cool. Like, I don't care. I'm way better for you. Like, let me tell you about what I do at home and my hobbies and all that kind of, and just, like, plow past it. Because instead, just like we said, if not, then he ends up apologizing 9 times to each girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't feel it. Like, forget that nonsense. Just talk about yourself. Spend time, like, develop a connection. Who cares about Hannah?
I agree with you. I feel like a lot of the time we see people just constantly talking about all the other girls and all the other guys and all this and all that.
Right.
Just talk about yourself. Talk about your relationship. Be like, listen, I understand that's something you had to do, but I want to talk about me and you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
What I did appreciate about Natasha, though, was she did say, like, you know, if he wants to explore something with Hannah, that's totally fine. Go do that. But don't spend all your time with her and fake like you want to be with us, because that's not really fair to us.
Right.
So I appreciated that. Was a pretty mature take on it.
She was.
So I also think it was well received by Peter.
Yeah,
because they were flirting after. That was the only little apology session we were shown after. So
I know we don't really do predictions this early in the episode, but because Jules posted it in the chat, let's just toss it out and see if we get a hot take here. they keep throwing it in our face that Chris Harrison is going to say something seemingly right before he proposes, blah, blah, blah. Does anybody want to put it out that it is Hannah coming back? That it's got anything Hannah related?
Oh, my gosh.
I firmly believe it is.
I thought that when we were watching it tonight, right at the end, I was like, right. I think that that might have something to do with it.
Especially when the mom is going, bring her home.
Don't let her go. Poor mom wishes she never said that on camera.
I was going to be played.
Every week it's going to be played.
Bring her home.
Oh my gosh.
But do you think she's referencing Hannah?
I think so, maybe.
Yes.
I think it's Hannah, and I think that's why we were shown that as the first season to begin. I mean, the first scene of this entire season. Yeah. I know we got it tonight, but that was actually the first thing that the show opened with last week.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was for no reason.
So just setting us up.
Other significant group date night conversations. We have Sydney. We got a little bit more from her. I got to say, on paper, she's very interesting. I like that she was opening out her background. She shared about the fact that she comes from the South, but she comes from a mixed-race family, which could be challenging growing up in the South. Mm-hmm. Something about the way she articulated this felt a little bit like, are you all there, Sydney? Like, I don't know. But what she was saying was very interesting.
Yeah, it's hard to knock what she was saying because exactly. I'm like, that is a terrible experience. But I agree that it didn't necessarily come off, I guess, as like heartfelt as the viewers might have wanted.
Yeah.
Like, but the only thing I can think of is maybe she was trying to keep her composure. Like,
maybe
not be the girl crying at this date right now.
That's a good point.
Is it that it came off pre-planned? She was like, I'm going to find a time to tell Peter this exact thing. I come from the South and mixed race and that. And no, she just like rattled it off.
It seems like he brought it up.
Yeah, I think more it was sometimes you get contestants who may be interesting people but just don't pop on television.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
I think that's just
her personality.
Yeah,
I think she doesn't pop on TV.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it was like something pre-planned. I don't think we're diagnosed like going into it a little too much. I think she's just maybe boring.
Yeah.
She's probably just not giving a lot.
Fair enough. What is not boring is AfterBuzz TV and all the different channels that we have across all of the different YouTube channels for all the different TV shows that you guys love to watch. And you know, you guys are our extended panel. I'm talking about Joseph Boza, Jay Telkin, Mindy Bartels, Jules Amaya Baker, Shanice Sweet Smile, all of our friends in the chat right now. Guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please remember, go ahead and subscribe to all the different AfterBuzz channels across all the different TV shows you guys love. Give us a big thumbs up, and if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review. Let us know you did, so I can shout you guys out in the chat. We love talking to you, and thank you so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes!
Boom, 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 boom!
Another one.
So the next person,
that was good.
I was like, is DJ Khaled in the room?
That was good. Yes. That was good.
And special guest, DJ Khaled.
Hey.
So Mykenna has a great moment with Peter as well. They have a little bit of dancing. I will say there was a lot of moves that Peter tried tonight that I felt like the women in the trailer weren't feeling.
Mm.
Are you guys feeling Peter's raw sexuality through
the
screen?
No.
It's not really
popping. He's like a wet blanket, to be honest with you.
His moves
are
working.
Not feeling it, Rachel.
No, I don't know. I really think that Peter's very attractive.
Yeah.
When I saw him on the season, he was one that I was so attracted to. And he does have an attractive face. But I don't know. He's just not bringing the moves for me right now. Gosh, maybe fly a plane. Let me watch him fly a plane.
Yeah.
Again?
Yes, again.
I know we will. That's the funny part.
Yeah,
we're going to
see
it
that
at
many
least
times.
I do want to shout out Mike, who may be our most astute Bachelor viewer for this episode. Hilarious moment where they're dancing, and Mike's like, well, as long as he doesn't unwittingly thrust her on a table. 1 second later.
Plop, boom.
Let's put her right up there. Yeah. That was like, what are you doing? That's becoming his move.
Yes.
I don't think you really want to be known for. Yeah, he definitely comes off a little bit awkward. I mean, we've seen in the past, Colton was kind of awkward with this many girls. To be fair, and to give him a little bit benefit of the doubt, it's got to be strange. All of a sudden, there's like 20 girls coming at you and are like all up in it and about it. So
for sure.
Yeah.
I also think just baseline with The Bachelor, it's always a little, like, kind of cringy watching the guys be all, like, googly-eyed in love, because you're so used to women kind of showing that outward, like, you know, trying to get his attention. So when he's, like, all geeky and, like, I'm like, oh, this is weird. I'm used to guys playing it, like, too cool for school, but
totally. Literally
you're The Bachelor. You have to show your emotions.
You have to. It happens with most leads, actually. If you think back in the seasons, we all have our cringy moments with every lead. So keep doing you, Peter. I will say, though, I think Mykenna's playing a really smart game here. I don't, like,
well, I think so.
I think whether or not she's authentic, she's doing exactly what Mike said earlier, which is just taking the high road, staying positive.
She is. Good point.
She's just kind of staying in her lane and being a hot 23-year-old, which I think is a really important slot that bachelor contestants can fill. And I don't know. Whether or not it's authentic, McKenna's playing smart.
Yeah,
I wasn't a big fan of her episode one, but I feel like on this episode, especially with how she handled herself with Kelsey in the beginning with the whole drama they had, that little small drama.
Oh, that was weird, too.
I was mad that you took him and dad and you already had time. I'm like, what are you? You're crazy, girl. Which we'll get into the Kelsey stuff. But
Yeah, no,
she shined for me on this episode.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the cocktail party because that was what was next.
Yep.
It is time for Champagne Gate. This is top five Bachelor moments ever.
Go ahead,
for
Vito.
Me.
Play some sound.
Yes. We're waiting for some kind of drop. There it is.
Oh, some clinking.
All right.
So,
it's very gentle.
Obviously, you guys saw the episode. Kelsey had brought a very special bottle of champagne.
So
she's
special.
Been saving it for years. Was on her counter.
Des Moines, Iowa.
From Des Moines. She brought it all the way from Des Moines, guys.
Right. Man.
She put it in a container near a fire, and she was going to go sit by there. But then McKenna had the audacity to go talk to Peter. It's fine. Kelsey got her energy back together. Hannah Ann went and did pop the champagne, which would suck, but Kelsey had a breakdown. Okay, lot to unpack here. Are we team Hannah Ann, team Kelsey, or team neither? And why?
Hannah Ann, easy.
Hannah Ann.
Hannah Ann.
She played it pretty smart.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying Hannah Ann's also a mean girl.
No.
She didn't. Do you think there's any chance she knew that champagne was someone else's champagne, first of all?
No.
I don't either. I believe
she's
her.
A confident girl, and you can tell that she's comfortable in her skin. I mean, she is a model, but she's comfortable in her skin, and she has a lot of confidence, and that's so intimidating to people that are insecure, like a Kelsey.
Yeah.
I agree. I also think the fact that we got the shot of Tammy going up to her to tell her that it was actually Kelsey's was put in there for a reason.
Yeah.
I feel like had she actually done it, the producers probably would have played into that and made it and like omitted that and be like, oh, well, we never knew if she knew about it or not, and plant that seed of doubt. I feel like they kind of squashed it right away by showing us she really didn't know.
Well, it is more dramatic if we find out she does know.
Or that,
that it was
too.
Nefarious,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I give a lot of people the benefit of doubt. I don't think there was even a lot of doubt with this one. It seemed genuine when she found out. Mm-hmm. And again, I know you're going to get into it, but this is the same thing that I just said. Not a big deal.
Right.
The bigger a deal you treat it as, the worse it gets for you.
Well, we just have to talk about this iconic moment where Kelsey finally stops crying. She's just sitting with Peter. It's like, everything's going to be okay. Oh. And Peter goes, should we just drink it straight from the bottle? She goes, I'm not always a classy bitch.
Yeah.
Takes a drink. Immediate explosion all over her face.
I know.
I wish this was a watch-along. Christine Alexis truly fell out of her chair onto the floor.
I did.
It was incredible.
It was
we were dying.
Oh, my gosh.
We rewatched it. Rewatched it.
What Kelsey should have done here is laughed it off.
Yep.
And been, I hate the expression cool girl because I think it's kind of loaded, but she should have been a cool girl here and laughed it off, and Peter would have been like, oh, she's fun and funny, and she's definitely making it through. She did this. I mean, like, it's so easy to laugh at yourself. Just laugh at yourself.
Yeah. For that especially.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. It happens. It's just you just spilled some champagne in your face.
I mean, she like, I feel like the conversation like abruptly ended after that.
Yeah.
That was so cringy.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, 100%. Yeah, she has very little self-assurance, right? Self-esteem in this moment. And not a lot of, I think, humility to laugh at yourself.
Right.
It was wrecked right off the bat. Finding out that they went in on the champagne, she just said, excuse me, and then turned around and started crying and running away.
It's crazy.
And then when
she handled it bad from jump.
When Pete came to her, she wouldn't talk to him.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what you wanted, right? Alone time with him. Here he is, and here's your perfect chance to say, you know what, I'm sorry, I overreacted, but this is what that meant to me, and blah, 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 and I was sharing it for us. And then the thing to do, Mike's Bachelor Tips, the thing to do is to go get the other bottle of champagne and be like, you know what, forget it. This is the bottle of champagne I brought from home, and this is we're going to celebrate it now anyway.
And this will be our special bottle.
Yeah, have a good time.
Already playing games, Peter. Get out. Get out now.
She's a walking red flag.
She's already playing games.
Even the moment when like he was like, Kelsey, why don't you toast? And she was like, you do not hear what I want to say. It's just like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Icy.
Steer clear.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. Whoa, don't get in the weeds with that girl.
At the end of the day, this bottle of champagne, it wasn't something that her grandmother who passed away left her in her will or something like that, right? Just a random bottle that she oddly kept around for – you didn't know you were going to be on the show for a year,
Mike,
right?
It was on her counter for a year,
it's probably flat by – like it's just – it's not good. Yeah. So the overreaction – whatever overreaction she has or reaction that is negative anyway, it's 10 times worse coming back to her.
Totally.
Also, to your point, it's champagne. I'm sorry. They literally toast with champagne every roast ceremony.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Was there something in that champagne that was some sort of magic elixir that was going to be the deciding factor? Like, sorry, girl, you were not you didn't have a great presence before. This only made you look worse. And now your champagne's gone. Like,
but,
two L's.
But.
Yeah, two L's. Sorry.
Can we toss – let's toss some tinfoil out here.
What?
Did the producers set the other bottle up on purpose?
Without a doubt.
Was it purposely?
Without a doubt.
Far away and out of
And to that shot? I say thank you.
Well done.
Thank you to the Bachelor
Good job.
Producers.
Good job.
All of Bachelor Nation should applaud because that was the best moment they gave us.
Great. Let me say, again, I'll do a little insider with the producer thing
Please.
From Big Brother. I remember one day, the week I got eliminated, there was tons of drama that went down that day. What do you know? The one night we were given alcohol. That night.
Yeah, right.
Alcohol. So I'm just saying. I mean,
They've been through this rodeo before.
So while we're talking about Hannah Ann and Kelsey, let's just jump to the final confrontation because it's related. Mm-hmm. Hannah Ann had, of course, won the Revolve fashion show, which we'll jump back to. And Hannah Ann calls Kelsey out for bullying during the cocktail party, the group day cocktail party. First of all, smart move on Hannah Ann or no?
Ordinarily, so. I'll jump in because I keep commenting on this. Ordinarily, I say absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think it worked out for her. I really think it worked out for her.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason being, again, if I could rewind 2 seconds to the actual incident, I thought her going to Kelsey to apologize seemed pretty sincere. And I think they could have shored this whole thing up right off the bat if Kelsey, you know, maybe like, that wasn't cool, blah, 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 and they could have made up right away. I thought the apology was sincere, so it made it even that much worse that Kelsey was kind of bullying her, whatever you want to call it.
I agree with half of that. I actually didn't feel like her apology was super sincere. I think she felt bad, but I think the words she was using were like from a very studied manual of how to respond to conflict on The Bachelor, where she was like, I instantly acknowledge your feelings, and I want you to know that I support you as a woman.
Kelsey was giving her nothing on the way. She was giving her no leeway whatsoever.
No, that's true.
No,
There was no chance, but go ahead.
Rich. I just think that Kelsey was acting so irrational and so ridiculous that if I was Hannah Ann, I probably would have done the same thing. I acknowledge that, but I just, the way that you're acting is implorable. Like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, Kelsey was spiraling. We all admittedly thought she was very much drunk at this point.
The whole time.
Yeah. And I also think she was trying to, misguidedly, use this opportunity to get everyone against Hannah Ann because she's just this bad person who did this bad thing to me. But it's like, she's not self-aware enough to realize that nobody in the room was being like, yeah, girl, good for you.
Right.
You did
me
that.
Like, and everyone in the room are going to turn against you.
Yeah,
everyone
else
like, yeah, everyone's like, no,
that ain't me.
Yeah. That ain't me, yeah. And I was like,
I saw you, girl.
I think we got to wait till next week to really see how it plays out because it didn't finish this episode, right? Because he brings Kelsey in, says, this is what Hannah Ann said about it. And she said, no, blah, blah, and we... You know.
Well, it's interesting. The chat is not pro Hannah Ann at all. And a lot of them are saying she has mean girl vibes. She's early Luke P.
I've seen a lot of that online.
I've seen a lot of that Luke P stuff.
I honestly don't.
She doesn't come off as openly judgmental as he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think it as crazy and like stalkerish?
No.
Manipulative,
not
rather.
At all.
It doesn't come off like
that
to me.
I just think she's a confident woman. Here's what I'll say. They're intimidated by her.
I don't want to get on Hannah Ann's train and then get Luke P'd again and look terrible on air.
I know.
But I want to challenge Bachelor Nation with something.
We gave him a shot.
I think Hannah Ann might have all the looks and the seeming air of a mean girl, but not actually be a mean girl.
Yeah.
And I'm going to challenge us right now to like erase all of the preconceived notions we have about this type of person. This kind of prepackaged, pretty, southern, pageant-y, bachelor-type model. And maybe see if there's possibly another side where she's just a nice person that's easy to kind of graft a narrative on that we're used to seeing with this type of person.
Everybody posting in the chat about the Luke P vibes, rather than this, or in addition, post what you actually think. Like, what's the evidence? I want to know, like, some specific moments that you guys see it coming through. Because I'm open to it, but I just don't see it right now.
Because I think, to your point, it's right. It would be easy to just put her in that box.
Right.
Especially because we got two sides of that coin last season with Hannah B, OG Hannah being the nicer of the two pageant girls, and Kaylin being somebody who immediately after, like, showing her colors, Bachelor Nation was against her. So I don't want to think she's the next Kaylin or anything like that.
Right.
But
we just don't know yet. But she's obviously a front runner, and that's never good. That's never good when the other girls know that you're a front runner. Yep. So
she is easy, and then she won the competition and won all the fly new clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I still wish she took. What did you? Who said it? You said, "Oh, she needs to take that champagne."
Oh, I know.
Oh, now it's easy.
Let's go ahead and talk about Revolve now, the fashion show. First of all, hilarious and very on brand for Bachelor to have this at Revolve. We have Carson Kressley and Janice Dickinson, both reality TV royalty. So basically the whole story around this fashion show revolved around Victoria F's.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Victoria F. Oh, see what I did there? Mm-hmm. It revolved around her, lack of confidence.
Yeah.
Victoria F is an interesting character on the show right now. I will say I was very irritated with her inability to jump into this challenge.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she kind of changed my mind during the cocktail party. Let's first talk about Victoria F's whole reaction to the fashion show.
That just threw me for a loop because as someone as beautiful as she is, and literally the activity was just like, it's a fashion show. Like, I don't know. As a girl, I was like, okay, great. Like, this is me, but maybe. I
would think at least to that extent of it's fashion, I get to try on clothes and things like that. I understand stage fright and not wanting to be the center of attention and walking down the aisle. But it seemed, again, like a way overreaction to something that could have been just kind of cutesy and fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as a girl, you know, I look at that. I'm like, ooh, get me on that runway. I want to walk down that. Ooh, I would own this. I would think of all these ideas. But then I go back to, I don't know what she's been through. I don't know what has happened in her life to make her be so not confident at all. So I go back to that and try to sympathize a little bit.
You know what I noticed, too? I think her, like, Victoria and Kelsey have the same thing about them where they just don't have that inherent confidence. Or maybe Victoria's hiding it because I feel like she did some things that immediately made me change my mind about her again. But to that point, it's like, just own the moment.
I mean, I'd like to call out Nutella Nipples here in our chat. One, for the amazing name. And then two, it's true. And then two, for this comment. Victoria seems, what do you guys think? Like, she's being manipulative with a fake, shy, insecure, all the girls are prettier than me act.
It could easily come off that way.
Absolutely.
It's a bit of a confusing pitch when you're like, everyone's prettier than me. I have no confidence. But then she walks out in lingerie, takes off her robe and makes out with Peter.
And we know offline that she's done modeling, and you look at her Instagram and it's like, these are posed pictures.
Right. She's like, I guess I am confident. I guess I do. Right. And I'm like, you guess?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I know.
But I don't know what she's been through. So, you know,
I want to speak carefully about Victoria, but she's an interesting character right now. It seems like most of her confidence is being drawn from a place of her currency. The currency that she is peddling to give her confidence seems to be her sexuality. Mm-hmm. It seems like in every circumstance, like when she's like, if I have to have personality or do anything during this, I'm going to fail so bad. I'm going to do terrible. The only moment when she really shined was when she was able to strut down the runway in lingerie. So it seems like that's sort of, at least to her, what she perceives as her own value.
I'm glad you brought that up again, because I thought that was very strange that she kept saying she had no personality.
Right.
Yeah.
Gains it as soon as she's getting attention and acceptance from Peter.
Yeah.
So when they sneak off in the little corner, he's like, I really want you to be here.
Yeah.
AKA, you're super hot and I don't want you to go yet. Like, please have some kind of personality so that we can connect so I can keep you around longer.
Yeah.
And she was very into that and kind of opening up more. So
interesting stuff. Well, go ahead, Christine.
No, I think everything is deliberate. I think the producers want us to be split on her right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, a couple of other insignificant moments. Maddie and Peter had a nice moment with the painting or the photo of them at his parents' wedding ceremony.
Wow.
Aside from a lot of the tea that's spilt about Maddie this week, I really like her still.
I love her. She's my front runner for sure. I already commented on her Instagram and told her I was a huge fan. And she commented back. So
she's so genuine and
real. We're
friends. She's so genuine and real. Any other huge moments that you guys want to discuss? Chat, anything we're missing? I think we've covered just about everything.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, that was pretty much it.
I mean, just one more time. say thank you to the Bachelor producers for Champagne.
Yeah, Champagne.
Champagne Gate. Really
is. And I guess real quick, because we did have one, I don't think really upsets from the rose ceremony.
Oh, thank you. Super sad to see Jumpsuit go. What was her name?
What?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett Smith lookalike.
Yes.
Lauren J.
Lauren J. She's got paradise written all over her.
Yes, and she's gorgeous.
We As a lot Peyton of people in the chat have said, a lot of girls here have paradise written all over them, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have been saying, do y'all agree with this? That this is some of the most beautiful girls they've had?
Yeah, every season.
Attractive.
They're very, very beautiful, and it's going to make for great TV come this summer. Come on, think about how poppin' Paradise was last year. If any of these girls have a ticket to Stagecoach, they are a shoo-in some great screen time this summer. Let's
Best
be real.
Best free promotion ever.
Yes. Speaking of Blake, we did see our second I Dance with Girls as my move moment.
Yes.
Peter.
That's right.
I got serious Blake vibes when I saw Peter dancing with McKenna. Yeah, my Kenna.
Funny.
All right, we're going to quickly go over some news quickly.
Ooh.
All right, guys, the hot tea today in Bachelor Nation is, of course, Madison Pruitt. I believe that's how you say her last name. She kind of got caught creeping on her own Instagram. At least that's what most of Bachelor Nation believes, after she posted a very supportive comment on her own Instagram post about her one-on-one date with Peter. She called herself so genuine and so real. but of course, everyone was like, girl, you're commenting on your own post. And, you know, the idea is that the excuse that came forward was that her friend and her sister said that they both had her Instagram password and was basically managing her account while she was away on the show, and that
what
it was them who accidentally commented on the account. The actual comment, for those of us not watching on YouTube right now, says, beautiful date, Maddie. You are so genuine and so real.
That's so weird.
What makes it worse is that another like fan account for Madison like followed up on and commented on it as well. And it just made it look so bad, along with the excuse that her sister gave. It's like, you guys believe that?
Didn't she initially say like, oh, I meant to comment that.
Right.
I think she like had a couple stories within a 2-hour period.
There were a lot of stories kind of just right away trying to make this thing go away. But I mean, it's funny because I found out about this after watching The Breakfast Club. She got Donkey of the Day on the show. Like this story made the rounds very, very quickly.
Donkey of the Day.
Reddit does not believe her. That's not what I will say.
I don't believe her. And it also kind of bums me out that it is Madison, because she's somebody who we all were a fan of. We saw her as potential Bachelorette 2020, 2021 material. And usually like, you don't see the winner doing stuff like this on social media between the show. They're usually very quiet. So that struck me as very weird that she would have this come out right now.
Interesting.
Well, if you guys want to see a little bit more, I covered this a little bit on my Bachelor News Daily segment, as well as some other big stories from last week. So you can catch that on our AfterBuzz TV reality channel. I do 2-minute morning segments that are every day on our reality channel. They drop around noon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other news? Anything you guys had to share? Let's go ahead and get into our special segment, Tweeting for the Right Reasons.
Ooh.
I'll go ahead. Oh, wait, we're starting with, let's see.
That's mine.
Yeah, that's Mike.
I love this. Kelsey, after she found out it wasn't her bottle of champagne that was opened.
And what's the photo for our podcast?
The photo is when, I forget who it is, touching on Kelsey's makeup. But they have the Joker face on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Kelsey's makeup.
Facts.
So yeah.
She was crazy.
All right,
Rach. This one's actually my tweet.
This is from Christine.
It's Kelsey saying, I brought that bottle of champagne and it's so important that I open it with Peter. Bachelor producers, thinking of all the ways they can F this up. And it's accompanied by a gif of Kris Jenner just, you know, doing her thing in her office, trying to make things happen just like we would assume the producers did. Again, round of applause for making that happen.
Yes, brilliant.
Okay, this is mine. When did The Bachelor start picking contestants that shop at Justice?
I saw that one too.
Oh my gosh. Who was that? That was Peyton or Courtney? I believe it was Peyton. Peyton, poor girl. Right when that dress came on, I went, ooh, who's she shopping at? Wet Seal? Or where is this coming from? But Justice, I get down with that.
All right, then my tweet. It's very appropriately dumb.
Oh.
This is, the caption says, you know who wouldn't be starting drama in the house? And then it's a photo of the cow, Ashley P,
of course,
who we
Ashley
met in episode
P.
one.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Bachelor Twitter, one of the best parts of watching.
I love
it. True.
Yes.
All right. I think we did it, guys.
Wow.
Nice.
I can't believe we got the 2-hour show down to this time.
So
well,
far,
not
so
a lot's
good.
Happening.
Yeah, I know.
Not yet.
You know, there's, like we said, there's big highs.
As we go out, go ahead and make another frontrunner prediction if anyone else has revealed themselves, as you reveal your Twitter as well. Mike, we'll let you get us out of here first.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Real quick, Amaya, Jay Telkin, CCC, Shanice, Sweet Smile, Joseph Boza, Jules. Okay, got it. Victoria P. Yeah. I love the nurses. Victoria P. Guys, my name is Mike Thieling. You find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
No one else has stood out to me yet. I'm just still a big Madison fan. I'm really hoping Madison is the one that wins. So I'm going to stick with Madison until anybody else starts popping out for me. But you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler.
Ooh. All right, guys. I've been hot on Victoria P from day one. She's still my main front runner and the winner, but I'm also going to throw in Kelly in there because I know we haven't seen her this episode, but I know that girl's coming back for more.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you can join me on Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's.
We had one Kelly moment when she laughed at Kelsey during the
breakdown.
That was funny.
Very short.
Yeah.
My front runner, not a front runner, but I'm going to say dark horse. I mentioned her last week. I still think Sarah is going to surprise
Sarah.
Us. She's hardly
right.
at any moments. Maybe I just like Sarah. Wow. But we'll have to see later in the season. Of course, we're here every Monday at 7 p.m. That's 7 p.m. Pacific.
Yep.
Right after the East Coast airing of the show, The Bachelorette on ABC. Catch us on AfterBuzz TV's main channel for your full coverage. You can catch me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. And that's all we've got for this week. But we will see you guys next Monday at 7 p.m. right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Pop some champagne.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.